USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has just approved the nomination of Gina Haspel to be the first woman to ever lead the CIA. The panel approving her nomination as CIA director by a vote of 10-5, forwarding it to the full U.S. Senate for a confirmation vote. Could North Korea cancel the planned summit between President Trump and its leader Kim Jong-un?
We have no information on that whatsoever.
That's a State Department spokeswoman speaking late yesterday after news came North Korea is angry that the U.S. is demanding it give up its nuclear program and that it's going ahead with joint military exercises with South Korea. This morning, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
"We're ready to meet, and if it happens, that's great. And if it doesn't, we'll see what happens."
She was speaking to reporters outside the White House, and this is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Law enforcement officials saying publicly it's too early to know what caused an explosion at a medical office in Southern California yesterday that killed a woman, injured three others, and whether the blast was intentional. However, law enforcement sources have reportedly told the LA Times and NBC News the blast was likely caused by a package bomb. An Orange County Sheriff's Department commander saying only,
"The investigation is going to be long. There's a lot of rubble to sift through. There's a lot of things to go through."
Severe weather strikes the nation. Mid-Atlantic and Northeast late yesterday. Five people were killed, two in New York, including an 11-year-old girl who was in a car that was struck by a tree. Two others died when they were hit by trees in Connecticut. Also a death blamed on the bad weather reported in Pennsylvania. Hundreds of thousands of people across the region still without electricity because of the storms, one of which dumped 6 inches of rain in just a couple of hours in Frederick County, Maryland. More bad weather is expected later today. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Billionaire George Soros reportedly putting cash into electric car company Tesla, the Democratic activist's investment firm buying $35 million worth of Tesla bonds during the first quarter of this year. Soros also bought a large amount of Amazon and Netflix while cutting its holding on Twitter. A lot of people would love to go see the play Hamilton, but a former president had Hamilton come to him. The cast of the touring production of that Tony Award-winning musical stopped by former President George H.W. Bush's Houston office yesterday to give him a special performance. The 93-year-old Bush was delighted, tweeting afterwards, quote, "History never sounded so powerful." A broadcast TV network making a couple of major announcements. It was a surprise mid-season hit for ABC.
They're back.
I'm not afraid of you.
Give it time.
And given the rating success of the Roseanne revival, the networks decided it won't wait until halfway through next season for the show to give it another one. Roseanne will return this fall to ABC's 2018-19 schedule.
Classics really do hold up.
Also, ABC says Alec Baldwin's landed a primetime Sunday night talk show on the network that will air at 10 p.m. this fall, called Sundays with Alec Baldwin. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.